WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another step in the development of the Bayou Corridor will be announced today. Officials of the A&M System and international pharmaceutical manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline will provide details of an agreement to research, develop, and produce biosecurity vaccines. The work will be done at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. Last summer, when the center was dedicated, System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the multiple partnerships associated with a $285 million federal grant.
Our proposal had 19 institutions that joined together as part of our consortium, including global pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza, who's based in Switzerland, as well as local companies. We have nonprofit institutions like the Sabin Vaccine Institute in Houston, as well as academic centers. We believe this is the starter set that is necessary to meet the requirements that the government has put forward.
GlaxoSmithKline is one of 19 partners in the A&M vaccine project. A Bryan woman no longer faces a charge of making a bomb threat at Texas State University last fall. A Hays County Assistant District Attorney told the Austin American-Statesman there was not sufficient evidence to proceed in the case against 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. An assistant federal prosecutor told the newspaper he thinks Henderson's ex-boyfriend, Darian Kelly, acted alone. Kelly is accused of accessing Henderson's email account and sending bomb threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer told the Statesman they plan to meet this week to discuss a possible lawsuit related to the case. And federal authorities believe a suicide on the A&M campus in January was related to blackmail demands from a Louisiana man.
The Houston Chronicle reports Daniel DuPlessis is scheduled to appear in federal court today for arraignment on a charge of extorting money from an A&M professor. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. DuPlessis is accused of posting nude pictures and videos of an underage female relative online. He kept a list with the names and numbers of men being extorted. According to an FBI affidavit obtained by the Chronicle, the victim confessed to his wife in mid-December he was being blackmailed. The morning of January 8th, authorities say DuPlessis sent a text giving the victim 3 hours to come up with $4,000 or he'd start making calls. An hour later, the victim replied, texting DuPlessis, "Killing myself now and you'll be prosecuted for blackmail." A minute later, the professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. DuPlessis is in custody after his indictment last week by a federal grand jury in Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station is receiving almost $1.5 million through two federal grants, and David Brower with Community Development says the city wants citizens' opinions on how to best spend it. Brower says the city qualified because of its population, and there's actually quite a bit of flexibility for use.
The Community Development Block Grant is a really versatile grant. You can do infrastructure with it, so you can build streets and roads, park projects, and the city has done a lot of those with these funds over the years. We fund public service agencies, and home funds need to be used for housing programs.
Brower says they've published a questionnaire to help determine community needs, and the grants should especially benefit low and moderate income areas. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the survey page. College Station police report a recent increase in vehicle burglaries, and Police Assistant Patricia Logan says thieves aren't having to work very hard since they're finding unlocked vehicles.
Just want to remind everybody this is just a crime that is normally an opportunistic in nature and that can be easily prevented. Vehicles that are left unlocked and have valuables left in plain sight normally are the ones that are targeted.
CSPD offers signs that say lock, take, and hide to business owners to remind customers to protect their valuables. And promoting organic farming in cities is the subject of proposed legislation supported by State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station. Cassell says the idea is to give small producers the same property tax valuation rates as traditional farmers.
You know, when they have a small organic farm inside the city of limits, just say Austin, Texas, Look at the tax evaluation they're having to deal with.
I got you.
And, you know, as all farmers and ranchers are producing more on less, you know, that burden is tough. So it should be a great opportunity for them and keep folks have that option to have a good organic product to enjoy.
Cassell says the proposal would require urban farmers to show they have 5 years of production before that land becomes eligible for the ag valuation rate. And motorists using Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Holloman and Luther will have additional delays today. College Station police, assisted by the Texas Department of Transportation, will close various lanes starting in about 30 minutes. That'll be this morning to continue investigating last Saturday's crash, which killed 2 and injured 5. The accident reconstruction should last from 4 to 5 hours. CSPD reminds all motorists that the Texas Move Over Law requires drivers nearing stopped emergency vehicles with lights activated to either slow down or change lanes. WTOW News time is 8:11. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
The 21st annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet is Friday, April 5th at the Brazos Center. Doors open at 5:30. Join hundreds of fellow shooting enthusiasts in an evening filled with auctions, the Big 12 gun raffle, and an outstanding steak dinner. Advance tickets are required, so call 776-8635 or visit bvfnra.org. Buy your tickets early, as this will be a sellout event. It's the 21st annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet, Friday, April 5th at 5:30. Visit bvfnra.org today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:12. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some vacation time. But as it stands right now, we got to check your weather forecast.
We still have an area of high pressure sitting over the state this morning. The system's going to be responsible for abundant sunshine today. It does stay cool. Highs only near 60. It's clear tonight. Cool once again, though not as cool as last night. Low of 40 overnight. Sun for tomorrow. We start to warm up. High 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Increasingly cloudy during the day on Thursday. Highs will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm still Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. We're joined in the studio with a couple special guests. Roy Sickman, El Presidente, from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
Better than almost getting killed at the golf tournament.
Yeah, that was something, man. And Kathy Bice from the Brazos Valley, or the Aggieland Humane Society.
You betcha.
Sorry. Okay, now I'm going to do my best at this. This is our oddly informative, fun little mumble, because I don't know the rest of what Scott says.
News quiz.
Yeah, I'm just going to wing it.
No prizes or wagers or...
mumble.
Y'all got this down.
You know, we strive to keep the show on the road.
This show has become highly efficient now.
Yes,
I'm just
has.
Jealous that Kevin doesn't have to guess right or wrong.
No,
today,
I do not.
He gets to be the king.
Oh, no.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
We're going to start you off, Kat. You get to answer first.
Woo.
Then Jordan, then we'll go with Royce and Miss Kathy. A guy sets up an elaborate romantic... Oh, by the way, this is Jethro Trivia. I think we got all of that except for the title of the stupid contest. Time for Jethro Trivia. The guy sets up an elaborate romantic scavenger hunt for his girlfriend, which ends up in A, a proposal, B, jail time, C, an immense bomb scare, D, a very unhappy parent.
Oh, boy.
Again, a guy sets up an elaborate romantic scavenger hunt for his girlfriend, and it ends in A, a proposal, B, jail time, C, a bomb scare, or D, a very unhappy parent. Kat.
I'm going to go with C, a bomb scare.
Okay. Jordan?
You stole mine. I'm going to...
No, we can guess the same one.
I know. It's just more fun to be different, but I'm going to go with bomb scare.
Oh, you've got different cover,
yeah,
Jordan.
That's different.
All right, Royce?
Okay. What was B?
B was jail time.
I'll go with B.
Going jail time. All right, Kathy?
Okay, I'm going to put my rose-colored glasses on, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go with A.
A proposal?
Yay.
The actual answer was C, a bomb scare.
All right.
Saturday afternoon in Utah, guy set up this elaborate romantic scavenger hunt for his girlfriend. The final clue took her to a box with some candy and a note asking her to a dance. She never found it because someone else saw the box and called the cops. Eventually, the bomb squad came in,
aww.
Shut down the entire area until they found out it was just this guy's parting shot in a scavenger hunt.
Wow. Oh, that's sad.
You know that guy spent so much time, and it's just frickin' wrangle, frickin' rah, rah, rah.
Well, the key question is, does she go to the dance with him?
I don't know.
I would. He sounds creative.
Cat accepts.
Yeah, I accept.
She could wear a tinfoil hat to the
Royce,
dance.
Royce, yesterday, I want you to know, just in case you're listening, I do know who you are.
Okay.
And they were talking about, Royce Hickman, but I was so tired, I thought they were saying Royce Hicks. And I thought, is there another Hicks I never heard of?
No, that's right.
But I do know
there's
who
only
you
one,
are.
Right?
I felt really bad after we had that conversation.
That's all right. You still get a hug.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Kathy this morning. Ladies first, what's going on with Aggieland Humane Society?
Well, we're looking forward to our April adoption event, and it will be next Monday. So mark your calendars to come April 1st for our new, never been done before, name your own price adoption.
No kidding.
No kidding.
So somebody could come in and say, I'll give you a penny.
Right.
We don't want them to do that, but they could.
What we're going to do is we're going to show them the value that they're getting with every spayed or neutered, vaccinated, microchipped animal, and they're going to find out it's $300 or $400, and we're going to ask them to name their own price.
That's awesome.
So that should clear out the kennels to make room for all the puppies and kittens from the springtime.
The birds and the bees, and et cetera, et cetera.
From the high air pressure that causes animals to give birth. We talked about that earlier.
Hang on. Okay.
Twice in one show? What is this? I want Scott back.
That can be arranged soon enough. So it's name your own price. It starts next Monday.
And if you don't want to wait till Monday, we have some wonderful animals today. We have a little Shih Tzu and a little Italian Greyhound. We've got some wonderful red dogs. We've got a Husky. We've got some beautiful fluffy cats. We've got a red tabby.
What's an Italian Greyhound compared to just a regular Greyhound?
Well, the regular Greyhound is big, tall, and the Whippet is medium, and the Italian Greyhound is miniature.
No, okay.
So it's like a shrunk down Greyhound.
I've got to say, having dealt with some Greyhound rescues, I thought they were spaz dogs.
Uh-huh.
They are when they're outside, but inside they just want to lay on you.
Oh, they're sweet.
They're little cuddle bugs.
Yeah, they're like a cat. They're like, they want to sit
except
in the
they want
chair.
To be around you as opposed to cats that will just ignore you.
No,
cat.
No.
If they'd like more information, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we are out on Leonard Road near the Expo Center, and our phone number is 775-5755. We're on Facebook. We have a lot of the pictures up on Facebook and a lot of action there, and we are on our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it, Kathy. Now, the reason you got to go first was not only because it's ladies first, but because I know Mr. Hickman can be long-winded. So if you have to go, you may.
Wouldn't be sure she had time, right?
I didn't say that.
Right. Well, you're a kind gentleman sometimes.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, first of all, thanks to the 130 volunteers that showed up last week for Chamber Day, we were able to visit just under 700 businesses. So very excited about that. And for the most part, the businesses felt like things are going well in the community.
Well, good.
We're putting the statistical data together on our questions that related to the economy and hiring and those types of things, and we'll be releasing that down the road. Tonight, for those that supported the crawfish boil, we're going out to the youth livestock sale, and we're going to be, we have about $13,500 to spend on the young people in our community, thanks to those folks that came out to the crawfish boil.
How come we don't buy cattle, and then you can do that for the steak and lobster festival?
Well, we could do that, because, we're buying some
beef.
That's
what I'm thinking,
tonight.
If you're going to get some beef.
Well, we may want to, you may have come up with a good idea here, Kevin. We'll look at that. But anyway, we'll be out there tonight. Now, coming up in April, we have a business after hours on April 11th. This is one of the more popular ones in the year. It's the Vineyard Court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's so cool.
Oh, they do a great job. And they're over. It's technically 1500 George Bush Drive. A lot of us know that as Dominic. It's they're right in there across from the Blue Baker. But that'll be our normal 5:30 to 7, and we invite you to come out and join us business after hours April the 11th at Vineyard Court. And then we have a job fair coming up on April the 16th. Now, the interesting thing to me about this, and it kind of fits with what we were hearing from businesses last week, that a lot of them are looking at hiring, we've already got almost 30 booths committed to that job fair.
Awesome.
Normally, we do not it's the last week to 10 days,
right.
Everybody says, oh, gosh, I do need somebody, and they go out there and sign up for the job fair. But the booths are just $175 if you're a chamber member. If you're not a chamber member, we'll still be glad to have you. The cost is $250 for that. Now, for the individuals looking for a job on the 16th, there is no charge, and this event will start at 1 o'clock at the College Station Hilton, and it'll be over sometime a little bit after 5 o'clock. We'll give those that get off at 5 a little chance as well. Our sponsor for that is Reynolds & Reynolds. Again, it's at the Hilton on April the 16th. And then the final thing to mention is our Washington, D.C. trip is coming up on May the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. There are still a couple of slots available for that. If you're interested, call Burl Hagwood at the Chamber office. And also, there's a couple of sponsorship opportunities for that. And if you want to be part of our legislative effort but can't go on, you can still be a part of it by sponsoring. And give us a call at 260-5200. And I think the sponsorships start at $500.
Okay.
And two ribbon cuttings this week. And these are going to be two very popular ones. Tomorrow evening, Wednesday at 4:30, Papa Perez, downtown Bryan. and then on Thursday at 4:30, the Chocolate Gallery of BCS in downtown Bryan. So I can't imagine, anyway, you can get Mexican food and chocolates in 2 days coming to the ribbon
cutting. I'm not mistaken, there's a bakery there, too. They do some baked goods at the Chocolate Gallery.
Yeah, I think you're right, but we'll find out on Thursday.
There you go.
And let you know next week. And our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Wells Fargo Bank. And as always, it's great to be with you.
Thank you so very much.
You're doing a good job, you know. And
I just make sure the boat stays in the water.
Yeah.
That's the only goal while Scott's gone.
Well, you know, you got a couple of folks trying to help you out there.
You're very kind. Thank you, man. Kathy, thank you very much. We appreciate it. This segment, the community segment, is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:22. Going to be a great day for you. 60 degrees and not quite as windy as it was yesterday. So that blustery cold hopefully is out of here, because tomorrow we're looking at sunny skies again in 71. Then on through the rest of your week, it looks like lower 70s all the way. Fingers crossed till at least Friday. But it is Texas, so you just really never can tell. All right, it's time to check the Dow Jones Report. Thanks to our friends at ABC Home and Commercial Services.
A good economic report from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Demand for commercial jets drove up overall orders for expensive manufactured products last month. The government reports orders for durable goods surged 5.7% in February. A component of the report that tracks business investment shows a 4.5% gain. Big retailers report business was off last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were down 1.7% from the previous week. A banking industry practice that has cost millions of struggling homeowners a lot of money will be banned by the federal housing regulator. Banks will no longer be allowed to profit from high-priced insurance policies for borrowers whose standard coverage lapses. The Federal Housing Finance Agency will prohibit insurance companies from paying commissions to banks that arrange the forced insurance, and that could help to lower the price of the policies. Stock market futures are higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barky?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at 1-800-SLEEP-LQ.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:24. Let's do some weather.
High pressure remains over the state of Texas this morning, so more sunshine today, but it does stay cool. Temperatures close to 60 later this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low falling back to around 40. Tomorrow we do start to warm up. The high pressure system will shift off to our east. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, 65 to 70. During Thursday, clouds will be on the increase and highs will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
What is it? Rush, tuttle up, tuttle up, tuttle up. Here's a news flash for nobody. Apparently, being a mother makes you a phenomenal multitasker, mainly because you don't have any other choice. A new survey asked moms how often they multitask. 62% say they multitask at least once an hour, every hour, their entire lives. Of those women, 46% say it's definitely more than just once an hour. They're constantly multitasking all the time. Unfortunately, all that multitasking isn't necessarily making them more successful at work or saving their family a ton of money. Only 13% say they're happy with how much time and money that they have. But I would venture a guess that not just moms, but anybody asked that same question would have pretty much the same response.
Yeah. And it divides your attention. So it's, yes, you can multitask, but how well do you put into those tasks?
Well, what's the old adage? You can have it good or you can have it fast.
Right.
Those terms are mutually exclusive.
You know what made me an exceptional multitasker was being a waiter.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, being a waiter is a hard job, and I obviously respect everybody that does it, but that one skill I took away from that is now I can multitask like a son of a gun.
I was the same way as a bartender because you had a whole lot of, you're juggling a whole lot of balls all at the same time.
Exactly.
All right, 826 now on WTAW. Let's check the Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M baseball team moves back out onto Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight. It's only home game this week. The Aggies fresh off of taking 2 out of 3 from Ole Miss in Oxford over the weekend, playing Friday, rained out on Saturday, playing a doubleheader, 2 sevens on Sunday, winning 2-1 in the first game and 10-6 in the second. A&M now 5-1 in SEC play. The only home game is tonight this week, and that will be against UTA. That game will have a first pitch at 6:35. UTA went to San Antonio over the weekend, took on UTSA, improved their record to 12-11, winning the last two games after losing on Friday. That's a 12-11 ball club on the road this year. They are 3-5. So it's the Aggies and the Mavericks of UTA tonight down on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. 6:35 will be first pitch for that one. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:28. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Mr. DeLucia, Scott, is actually taking some vacation time. Have you been to RenFest and seen people get those henna art tattoos?
Yeah, I sure have.
According to this, you need to be extra careful.
Oh, really?
I'm guessing they don't have this problem so much at the RenFest because they've done it for so many years. But the temporary tattoo you got, some shops advertise the henna, and it's actually called black henna, and it contains chemicals that they use for hair dyeing.
Really?
And some of those chemicals act adversely to certain people. Obviously, a lot of those are just kind of hit and miss. But some of them can actually even make you sick, or they'll scar your skin. So that temporary tattoo will not be so temporary.
Make sure it's something good.
Exactly. All right, let's check our headlines.
All right. WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, College Station police will return to the scene of last Saturday's crash that killed two and injured five. An accident reconstruction will take place on Harvey Mitchell between Holloman and Luther starting in about 15 minutes. CSPD reminds drivers to slow down or pull over through the area and expect longer delays than usual. The Texas Department of Transportation will be assisting police in the reconstruction, which will last until about 3 o'clock. So do go ahead and either avoid that area or try to get your driving in that area finished before 8:45. And last summer, the A&M system dedicated the first of several buildings associated with the production of vaccines and other pharmaceutical products as part of a $285 million federal grant. Today in Austin, details will be released of an agreement with drug manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline. System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the public-private partnership during last summer's dedication.
Let's put it this way. The government and Texas A&M are really in a partnership. We both need each other to solve the problems, and this is a problem-solving endeavor. These are not minimal problems. These are big, important problems for the country, and we are going to bring everybody to the table that we can to solve the problems and protect public health.
GlaxoSmithKline is among 19 partners at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing. That's where biosecurity vaccines will be researched, developed, and produced. A Louisiana man is scheduled to appear today in federal court on an extortion charge related to a suicide on the A&M campus.
The morning of January 8th, a professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. An FBI affidavit obtained by the Houston Chronicle shows university police finding text messages and emails between the accused, Daniel Duplessis, and the victim. Investigators say Duplessis blackmailed men who went to his website to see nude photos and videos of an underage female relative. Duplessis, who wanted $5,000, received prepaid credit cards for $1,000. The suicide took place an hour after Duplessis sent a text message, giving the victim 3 hours to come up with the remainder of the money. Duplessis is in custody after being indicted by a federal grand jury in Houston last week. The FBI affidavit also stated the victim confessed to his wife about the circumstances under which he was being blackmailed in mid-December, or about 3 weeks before his death. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A former Texas State University student from Bryan no longer faces a charge of sending a bomb threat to the San Marcos school. The Austin American-Statesman reported 19-year-old Brittany Henderson spent more than a month in jail after a federal criminal complaint accused her ex-boyfriend of using her email account to send threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer says they plan to meet this week to discuss whether to pursue a lawsuit over her arrest. A Hays County assistant district attorney said they could not prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt, and the ex-boyfriend, Darion Kelly, faces up to 10 years in federal prison. The pace of business at the Texas legislature doesn't appear to be letting up.
It's kind of unusual, they tell me around here, but I'm glad that we're, you know, got our nose down and we're working hard.
State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says this week's schedule includes possible action on future water projects.
Chairman Ritter's got HB4 coming to us, and you know that talks about SWIFT, or that revolving fund for state water projects. I think we've alluded to that over the last few weeks,
some
of the projects in our area. Okay. But you know, I was a co-author on that bill, and I'm looking forward to advancing those water projects.
Also in the near future, the Texas House Environmental Regulations Committee, of which Cassell is a member, will take up the future of the troubled state agency that provides hurricane insurance coverage to homeowners along the Gulf Coast. And how would you spend $1.3 million of federal grants to improve College Station? David Brower with Community Development says he values public input, but also wants to make sure citizens understand how the grants work.
I think people are sort of misinformed that these programs are giveaway programs, or that these programs don't require any responsibility on the part of the people taking advantage of the programs. In reality, all of our programs, except for an emergency repair program that's capped at $5,000, all of our other programs are loan programs, so it's people qualifying for a loan.
Brower says recipients must meet credit requirements, and they partner with the city to improve or purchase a home. There's a link to the city's grant information page on our website at WTAW.com. And a recent increase in vehicle burglaries has College Station police reminding motorists to protect their valuables. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they offer signage for business owners to display in parking lots.
We have signs around the city that say log, take, and hide. You may have seen these. These signs serve as a reminder to the citizens to lock your car, take your keys, and hide your belongings.
Logan says most thieves hit unlocked vehicles. WTOW News Time is 8:35. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband's always been a hard worker, but now that he got a John Deere 5 Series tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, he's a workaholic. In fact, he thinks he's some kind of superhero, as if he can lift anything or shred at the speed of light. Of course, he owes it all to Sioux Falls Prater. They give him 0% financing for 72 months, so he can save the world one day at a time. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Allen Honda is celebrating a really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 30th, learn about organic gardening. It's gaining in popularity and there's lots of products and information available. Come find out about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts, no matter what you want to call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. And at RV Station in Bryan, you don't have big city overhead. That simply means you can get that dream RV and save thousands of dollars when compared to the competition. The philosophy is simple at RV Station. The best price in the country on the country's best brands. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. It sleeps eight. It's just $199 a month. And don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
All right, let's do some weather. This morning, it's brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure remains over the state of Texas this morning. Some more sunshine today, but it does stay cool. Temperatures close to 60 later this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low falling back to around 40. Tomorrow, we do start to warm up. The high pressure system will shift off to our east. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, 65 to 70. During Thursday, clouds will be on the increase and highs will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 36 at WTAW.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. Don't wait. Drive into Varsity Ford Lincoln on the bypass today. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that nothing outworks an F-Series. It's number one in every industry. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. It's how they're built. Ford tough. And Varsity Ford Lincoln has the selection, pricing, and service to head you in the right direction. It's no secret why you see hundreds of Ford F-150 pickup trucks on the road today that come from Varsity Ford. Come into Varsity Ford Lincoln during Truck Month and get over $11,000 off with a complimentary 2-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
The 21st Annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet is Friday, April 5th at the Brazos Center. Doors open at 5:30. Join hundreds of fellow shooting enthusiasts in an evening filled with auctions, the Big 12 gun raffle, and an outstanding steak dinner. Advance tickets are required, so call 776-8635 or visit bvfnra.org. Buy your tickets early, as this will be a sellout event. It's the 21st Annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet, Friday, April 5th at 5:30. Visit bvfnra.org today.
Everyone here at Molly Maid is ready for spring. Enjoy coming home after the cleaning pros at Molly Maid have made it clean, fresh, and ready for spring. The kind of clean that only the professionals from Molly Maid can provide. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. We will clean your home top to bottom so you can use your valuable time for things on your want-to-do list instead of your have-to-do list. Call today to find out how to get started. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit the cleaning pros on the web at mollymaid.com.
Do you have a caring spirit and enjoy helping others? Comfort Keepers is now hiring full and part-time caregivers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life, you've helped someone stay in their home and independent. Would you like to be a Comfort Keeper? Call us at 979-764-3076. I'm Trisha Von Gotten, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:42. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is vacationing. Miss Cat's still here, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is something that comes as no surprise to you or I, but the next generation of children have something to do all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Well, think about it. They've got video games. They've got DVDs in the cars. You don't hear, "Are we there yet?" anymore from the back seat because they're doing stuff. Children should be allowed to get bored, so say education researcher Tricia Bolton. The academic who has previously studied the impact of television and videos on children's writing said, when children have nothing to do, they immediately switch on the TV, the computer, the phone, or some kind of screen. Children need to have some stand and stare time. Time imagining and pursuing their own thinking process or assimilating their experience through play or just observing the world around them. Quote, "It's this sort of thing that stimulates the imagination," she said, "while the screen tends to short-circuit that process and develop creative capacities."
Oh.
Which I thought was kind of
interesting. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I know when I was a kid, anytime you didn't want to say, "Oh, Mom, I'm bored," because if you did,
oh, yeah,
the first thing she said was, "Creative people don't get bored."
See, my mom said, "Go do your room."
And yeah, the second thing she said was, "Well, clean your room." So.
Absolutely. Teenage girl kept herself from being kidnapped by, want to take a guess?
Kicking and screaming?
No. Friday morning, 45-year-old in Wildwood, New Jersey, kidnapped a teenage girl. The police believe the teenage girl recently had a kid, then gave the baby up for adoption. Her relationship with the guy that kidnapped her isn't clear, but there is some speculation that, you know, it may be something that they were arranging to get rid of the baby.
So
she forced the girl to drive her to the baby's adoptive parents' home.
A 40-year-old woman kidnapped a girl.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I was confused.
At gunpoint.
And they think the woman had a baby.
Correct.
Not the little, the young girl
that was kidnapped, they think it was part of an adoption thing.
Oh.
She was helping the adoption go through.
Okay.
So, at gunpoint, but the girl drove across the Ben Franklin Bridge into Philadelphia, saw a police car parked on the shoulder, and she intentionally crashed her car into the police car, which I think is brilliant.
That's a way to get attention.
Now, when the airbags deployed, she escaped, told the cops what was happening. The police found a gun, duct tape, trash bags, and latex gloves in the car.
Gah.
Lady was arrested on several charges, including kidnapping, making terroristic threats. She could be up to 20 years in Dipoki.
Scary.
It really and truly is. You're a chocolate person, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
You've seen the chocolate stamps?
No.
If you're
that?
Lucky enough to get an Easter card from Belgium, peel off the stamp because there may be some flavor left on it.
Really?
According to CBS News, the stamps have pictures of chocolate on the front with the essence of cocoa oil in the glue for taste.
Yeah, but was the stamp licked by someone else first?
Yeah. You have to get around that part.
Mm.
But the essence of the oil is in the ink on the front of the stamp, too, so you can smell it. And then when you lick the stamp, you can taste it. The Belgian stamp collectors describe the taste as disappointing.
Well, you're licking glue. Come on.
But they do say they smell good. I think I saw 8 stamps would run you roughly, or 5 stamps would run you $8+.
Huh. Well, interesting.
Ugh. There are very few things in the world that taste worse than a stamp.
No, there are some envelopes, they're not all created equal. I'll give that to you, but
absolutely awful. From the Huffington Post, the biggest things that stress us out. Vacation is the number one thing on the list.
What, like longing for vacation?
We'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start backwards. But we'll start at 7 because we don't do 10. Retiring. Financial concerns, anxiety over leaving work, and struggling to adapt to a new lifestyle frequently add stressful elements to early stages of retirement.
Hmm.
Apparently, once you get past the early stages, you're okay. Being engaged. Planning a wedding is not easy. The months leading up to the supposed happiest day of your life can become a breeding ground of stress and anxiety. 5, birthdays, especially milestones, 30, 40, 50. Early reminders that you're getting older. 4, falling in love. Very stressful. The early stages can be stressful for some. Intimacy with new partners can trigger fear, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 3, getting a new job or a promotion, which is absolutely stressful. I was just more excited to get this job than I ever have been a job ever. I'm not making this up, and I'm not trying to be nice. I'd wanted to work here for years and years and years, and it just finally all the stars came in line. I was scared to death.
Oh, really?
This was like making the big time for me.
Wow.
I'd been traded from the AAA club up, and I got to play in the majors.
Well, I'm sure. I'm glad you're here.
Well, that's very sweet, but very, very stressful. Let me see. Sundays are the 2 things that stress us out most.
Why? Because we're thinking about Monday on Sunday?
26% of workers experience stress on Sundays because they are anxious about going back to work. And yes, vacation, the 1 thing that wigs us out. Supposed to be relaxing, but Expedia survey discovered that 53% of working Americans don't come back from vacation feeling relaxed.
Huh.
Because they're just wired and or inspired.
I think it has more to do with their overweight and wondering how they spent so much money.
That is entirely possible. Entirely possible. I know mine is just the planning of it.
Or have you ever driven somewhere? I mean, I've been kids in the back of the seat, the back of the car. And I think if you were a parent and you had a bunch of kids in the back of the car, I could see how that would be pretty stressful.
Oh, no question. Now, I will tell you, that is one of the very few times that I will turn my daughter loose and just say, here, watch a movie. I know, that's Parent of the Year Award. Thank you.
You know, you can't
Don't call
play,
CPS.
You can play tapes on book. That'll
books
make on, you seem like a
books
intellectual.
On tape.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's really okay.
I'm having a Kevin O'Connor day.
I was going to say, I didn't realize you were having dyslexia by osmosis. But no, I mean, that is one of the very few times that I actually let my daughter watch the video. Because after about the 37th time of, are we there yet? I'm bored. What can I do? I put the movie on. It's horrible, but it is one of the best pacifiers ever. ever, 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 ever.
Ever.
Exactly. For you from the United Kingdom, how long did you live in England, by the, or London, by the way?
I lived in Sheffield for a year.
Okay. So, school in the United Kingdom has banned students from bringing, not guns, knives, shrapnel, or anything else. They've banned them from bringing triangle-shaped flapjacks.
What?
You cannot have a triangle-shaped pancake.
Well, no. Actually, flapjacks over there is sort of like a granola bar. It's
different. Really?
It's not a pancake. Flapjack is like a gooey, similar to a tiffin. It's it's like a brownie-shaped item. It's that sort of texture, okay. But it's more healthy.
What's a tiffin?
It's the same kind of deal. It's the same as a flapjack, British flapjack.
All stuff that you would find in a bakery.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, after someone threw one of the flapjacks, tiffin, whatever, it injured a 7-year-old boy, and the school reviewed the texture and shape of the food and determined their triangular shape and density were potentially harmful and causing grievous bodily problems for students. So now in the United Kingdom, no flapjacks.
Yeah, that's a disappointment. But yeah, it makes more sense when you realize it's the texture's like a brownie. It's not hitting somebody with a pancake.
Yeah, well, it does now. I wish I'd have known that before we jumped into this.
Well, actually, you know what? You brought up a great point because actually British pancakes are not the same as American pancakes either. So even if it said pancake, it still would be the same
thing. Well,
what's
the, are they more like crepes?
They are like crepes. They're thin, and then they have, you know, we have Mardi Gras, they have Pancake Day, where that is what they call it, Pancake Day, and everyone eats pancakes.
Really?
Yep.
For the same reason?
I
mean, is it like the same time of year?
I can't remember. I'll have to double check. I think it is, but I'm not 100%.
Well, so, if you got to celebrate something, pancakes would be okay with me. Certainly the way to go. One last one before we take a break here for just a second. A woman in New Zealand is in trouble for leaving her newborn baby in a car while she went grocery shopping. Happens here in the States all the time. Unfortunately, children do pass from this. It's horrible. Well, the story has gone viral because she left a note in the baby's car seat saying she was shopping. Concerned onlooker snagged a photo of the infant asleep in the car. And with the note on the blanket, the note said and was written from the baby's perspective, quote, "My mummy is doing the shopping. Call her if I need anything." And and the cell phone number.
That's kind of an interesting idea.
Eventually, another worried passerby phoned the mother to return. Police are not investigating the case because they didn't receive any formal complaints.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I would venture a guess in the United States there would have been a formal complaint. Just saying. All right, 8:52. It is now 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and you're listening to WTAW, and we appreciate that.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Land Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
At Batteries Plus, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs. Like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent.
Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman to save $7 on Switch, Satco, and Zanaro LED light bulbs. And $5 off Sylvania LED now through March 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The jocks in high school that kicked sand and dirt in the face of the kids in the drama club are making them even madder now. Allowing for complications of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Scientists has set a later-than-usual date of March 2nd for the 82nd Annual Academy Awards. The calendar move comes on the heels of the National Enquirer report that Justin Timberlake has vaulted to the top of the list as possible hosts for the Academy Awards to MC Hollywood's Biggest Night. A source calls the story premature and ridiculous on Timberlake, but it is true that they are moving the Oscars due to the Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Because really?
they wouldn't be able to compete.
Huh.
Especially cool. Winter games, because they do very well. Well, they do, because the figure skating just does gangbusters ratings for
now,
them.
Now, is the ribbon dancing the winter, or is that in
that's,
the summer?
No, that's summer, and it's quote-unquote gymnastics.
Oh.
It's dancing. It ain't.
Well, it's not even dance.
Well, it's sort of dancing. The thing is, I don't have an issue with the athleticism. The things that those women can do are absolutely remarkable, and we're not going to go down the sport, no sport road, but it ain't a sport.
Well, we could equate it with maybe lassoing, perhaps. We could say lassoing.
Pseudo-rodeo sport. There you go. let me see. Tom Cruise is planning a courtroom confrontation with the publishers of In Touch and Life and Style magazines, despite mediation. Cruise's attorney said, "I don't expect there will be any settlement. This isn't about money. We would want the record made absolutely clear with some prominence that their story was not true. They'd have to say it on the cover, and there would be some financial amount." Right now, he's filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit. $50 million.
That's a lot of money.
And it's because they said he had abandoned his daughter following his split from wife Katie Holmes.
Huh.
So there's quite the little rhubarb there. We'll come back with Today Back in the Day here in just a minute on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:56.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Let go. Please let go. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
It's the Construction Reduction Sales Event going on now at Sterling Kia. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Kia will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Kia for less. 2013 Kia Soul, just $159 per month. 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 per month. Plus, if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. And all new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 36-month Optima, 39-month Soul, 12,000 miles per year lease, $24.90 due in signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, trade balance carried to new loan. Offer includes all incentives.
Get great products and great
information from the pool store. The pool store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The pool store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The pool store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool store, open 7 days a week. The pool store, by the pool guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 1 minute to 9 o'clock. And then this date in history, in 1976, with the help of President Jimmy Carter, the Camp David Accords were signed by the Israelis and Egyptian governments, ending a 31-year state of war between the two countries.
Oh.
79, NCAA's greatest basketball ever, in my opinion, between Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
I have one of Larry Bird's recipes in that book.
Larry Bird won, by the way, 75-64 with Indiana State. 32 years ago at Austin, Texas, it was Christopher Cross Day to honor him getting the number one song of Sailing. What else we got? In 1958, Nikita Khrushchev became the premier of Russia. 1970, the Concorde made its first supersonic flight.